Understanding my seasons and timings, part 3. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. And the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel owed to what? The heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were in the commandment. The children of Issachar knew. The children of where? No. The children of where? Knew what to? What knew what to do, because they understood timings. The distinction between any Christian is the timing. It's the timing. And I believe today by this word, may God open your eyes. And I told you, time is a fragment or a measure against that is desired. You can measure your desire. If you desire to have food, you look at the time. Is it true? And so I say, why is the food taking too long? Because the desire. So time is a measurement. And I told you, Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. And God said to Sarah, according to time, you shall bear a child. There was a desire, and God planted based on time. Every desire you have is based on time. 2 Kings 4, 16 to 17. Also, we see that the Shunammite woman. She said, and the prophet said, according to the this season, next year, you shall bear a son. Time. Time is a fragment of a measure of your desire. So if you say you have no time, it's because you have a particular desire to do something particular. You understand what I'm about? But if you say I have time, it means there's a desire to achieve in that moment. That's why some of us can go to a concert because you had a desire to go there, so you can say I have time allocated for that. Time runs with desires. Time, according to the dictionary, is defined as the measure in seconds to years. Hallelujah. In seconds to what?
Yes.
And I told you, God is the creator of time, and time has never been in our hands, but in God's hands. Genesis 1:5. And God called it light, which is day, and darkness, which is night, and evening and morning. So no man created day and night. It's God. God is the inventor of time. When you see the sun go down, it's God's timing. Hallelujah. God created it, and before he did, there was nothing called time. Because the scripture tells us that the earth was without, there was no day or the earth was without form. Genesis 1:2 and says the earth was without form and void and darkness. God is the one who created the time. So why men struggle is because they think they invented the time and have control over time. No, I will create time. I've invented time. I know. You see, that's why I say, commit your ways unto the Lord. You may plan, but if God is not banking that plan, you have no plan. Frustration can follow you big time. You can't control what you have not invented. Am I saying the truth? How many of us invented time here? Yeah? All of us were born with one time. Even they told you the time you were born, it was like this. People were eating a lot of chapati maybe at that moment. Yeah? Unga wa dola iko imekuja bado. You don't think about time. All of us found time. So when you find God, there's no delay or disappointment, but the opposite. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, if you find God, there's no delay or disappointment. Last week I looked at the ministry of the man of God, and you saw how Saul was saved time. Is it true? The ministry of a man of God can save you time. Time! Instructions. You know what I'm about? And I told you God. And I told you the first Sunday, why does the clock tick? Everyone has an appointed. That's why that clock ticks. The moment you're not with God, the appointment time will delay. Because Sarah thought there was a delay. Until God visited her, there was an appointed. In God, there's always an appointed time. There's nothing called delay. That's why it's in the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 8, I think so. It says that it's not for you to know the time. Acts 1:5, I believe. It's not for you to know that time, not that the hour. It belongs to God. The only thing you need to plug into Jesus, then your appointed time will come. Hallelujah. Can someone just check for me Acts chapter 1? Is it verse 5 or verse 7? Verse 7. It's not for you. Tell your neighbor, it's not for you. To know when you wear the lipstick. Tell your neighbor, even if he's a man. Hallelujah. It is not for you. The appointed time when it comes, you shall be married. It's not what you can. You understand what I'm talking about? Your appointed time when it comes to be decorated, you shall be what? Appointed time for you to promote, you shall what? You see, that's why I'm not worried. Since the days we were two, we were three, we were four, we're still pursuing God. Is it true? They come, they go, we don't worry. Because the time will come when you shall be a city without what? You see, at the time will come, the question is, are you with God? Are you with Him? Because as much that clock ticks, your appointed time is coming. Tell your neighbor, don't be discouraged, my friend. Your appointed time is coming when you shall buy cars. Tell you are not looking as if you're not confident. When you shall buy cars, when you shall build houses, when you shall give to the government, when you shall educate people. Hallelujah. So be careful now. You're looking at me. Tell her, be careful. My appointed time is coming. That's why this clock ticks. The lady waited for me today. My appointed time came. She has been my neighbor. It's the first day. I've never seen her again. Today she waited for me. My appointed time came. No matter what, even if the devil was standing, I am in God. There's no way he can arrest me. So your breakthrough is in God. That's why Bible says, cursed is a man who trusts in a man. It is cursed. Because you think it is God who has it. No, it's God who has it. Man does not have anything. Your appointed time. If your time comes for you to be fat, no matter what you eat, you will grow fat. You understand what I'm talking about? If your time comes to reduce weight, no matter how many times you eat, you will reduce weight. That is God. You cannot fight with God. Because He's the one who ordered the time. I'm Ajay Brownie. Hallelujah. It happens. It happens. So that's why the clock. Be encouraged in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, today, I told you the first Sunday, I told you what's about time. Last Sunday, I told you about the ministry of the man of God. Is it true? And I believe all of you have learned so much. Is it true? Like I was telling Oliver, I hung out with him this weekend, I think on Friday. I was out with him Friday, yeah? And whatever I just shared with him, he says, some things you cannot get in the pulpit, it comes by inspiration. That's why you hear what you don't hear. That's why Elisha followed him. Elijah said, my father, chariots of Israel, because this man was longing for something more. These other men were with Elijah, but they never noticed anything. So they were saying, oh, that guy has the spirit of Elisha now. What were they doing? Time. So anyone, unless in the kingdom, overtaking is permitted. Understand? The Bible said that those who came for farming in the morning and those who came in the afternoon, and all of them were paid equally. Is it true? And they started murmuring. Doesn't matter. Today we look at what time and seasons can do for you. What times and seasons can do what? Time is a witness of the happenings in your life. Do you know that? And how you sow it determines what you harvest. Time is a witness of the happenings in your life. Time is what? Of the happenings in your life. When you are broke, time is a witness. When you are having money, time is a witness. When you are eating, time is a witness. When you are not eating, time is a witness. Time is a witness for everything. But how you sow it determines what you harvest. How what? How you sow time. Every deliverance, every financial breakthrough, every health status, every emotional stability, every mental power, every spiritual strength and more comes based on how you sow time. How you sow what? If you want to be delivered, is how you're using your time. If you want to receive financial breakthrough, is how you're using your time. If you want your health to be closed, is how you're using your time. So, which one do you want to be? Are you blessed?
Yes.
Have you learned what time and seasons can do?
Yes.
Have you seen what it can do? So our time to grow is there. God has said double. Is it true?
Yes.
May we next Sunday be radical on Monday, talk to someone. No matter how many times they say no, continue to. Continue to, and go for evangelism, go. Go for evangelism. God is looking at your output. I was asking him today, and he says, that output is what is bringing the input. Because when a spiritual brain is growing, there are challenges. You know what I'm talking about? You need to have a way of follow up. Concert call, pray for them, fast for them. Break every bond.
Go visit them. Their problem is they're not obedient. You say, I come for my own, God will change my story. You know, when daddy prays for me, I will have it. God does not care about that. God cares about your obedience. And you're in the motto, go fish out what? Will you fish, man? Will you fish, man? Do you see the glory of the church where it is? It's on the children for the ministry. Because even if you don't do it, this revelation can stay with me. Is it true? And we just look at each other and say, God bless you. And you tell me also, God bless you. What else do we do? But the more you see is based on how radical. And I was telling Oliver, the more all of you are dedicated, God opens up more flow. You understand? Because the more numbers increase, God ensures more manna is there for everyone to be fed. The depthness of revelation in a church is because of the growth of the church. Unless you want to hear shallow things. Take it personal. Tell the neighbor, take it personal. This church must grow. I must be part and parcel of it. A man of God is not a liability. Tell your neighbor, it's not a liability. If he's a genuine man of God, they will love you. They will construct you. They will build you. So ask your neighbor, what was the last instruction that he gave you? And which one did you follow? Or you became a shepherd of your own self? And lastly, obedience. How do you get understanding? Through what? Genesis 8:22. Seed time and harvest shall know what? So you must obey the time for seed time. Then harvest shall come. Obey the law. Hallelujah. Yes. If it's a time to sow, sow. Don't be saying that this money is too much. I can't give it to God. When God has told your heart to give, give. What do you do? When God says you pray, go pray. Hallelujah. When God says fast, go fast. Obedience. When you're told now, go out for soul winning. Don't be a pope. This soul winning, and I go, I talk to people, I don't see them on Sunday. Let me tell you, something God spoke to me now in the morning was coming. I was asking him, Sadi, people go out for evangelism in this church. Why? Because I'm not seeing them. I say, no. They are coming. It's the soul that you spoke to that directs the one that I was planning to come. So the more you go out and talk to them, they may not come, but I'm bringing those who are supposed to come. So there's a way. You must have an output for me to have an input. It was powerful. Did you hear that one? So every time you people are out talking to them, you may think they're not coming. They are coming. I'm telling you the truth. So every time, just imagine. No, I was wondering. We are always out for evangelism. I have not seen a soul from evangelism. I think I've seen only twice. I was asking God, what's happening? He said, no. You are doing the right thing. Output must result to input. I must see your willingness to go for me to bring. Because the church, God is the one who increased. Yes. God added to the church that should be saved. God added, not you added. So God will bring the right ones. So if all of you are lazy, cannot go out, you are bringing interest to the growth of the church. Let me tell you, one thing that has hindered ministries to grow is disobedience of the children in the ministry. I can tell you the truth. If all of you can be obedient, the church will grow. I'll show you. So time to instructions from the altar. So time for what? You say you have been told these things, so let me do it. Instructions from the altar and listening to the counsel of God's servants. Saul, time as king, was aborted prematurely because he could not follow instructions. So somebody told him to wait. Is it true? Till he arrives. But somebody, Saul decided it's otherwise. But he lost his throne prematurely. Did you know Saul lost his throne and he still lived to see David becoming king? Do you know that? It was so sad. Because he did not follow instructions. That's simple. Time made him unfruitful due to lack of understanding. Joshua lost to Ai. Joshua. Do you understand? Why did Joshua lose to Ai? Because his lieutenants were disobedient. Joshua chapter 7. Go read it by yourself. Achan and the like. They were told not to take anything, but they went and took. A small city, after bringing down a whole city, they lost it to it. Now chapter 8 is when God now gave them victory, because now people learned we need to be obedient. Now, all of us, you are praying. Let me tell you the truth. If all of you can obey everything I'm telling you to do, this church will grow in less than a year. Do you know that? Obedience! As a neighbor, are you an obedience or a disobedience in this ministry? Are you the one who's causing the growth or not? Look at that time! Time responded!
And Joshua asked God, why did we lose? And he said, there's an answer that is like, who took whatever they were not supposed to take? You told them not to take anything, but they went and took it. This was after Joshua killing five kings. Wow, what a victory, is it true? But then someone disobeyed. There is no church which is greater than the obedience of the children, no matter how the man of God is anointed. Learn to listen to instructions. God cannot do anything unless he reveals to his servants the prophets. You understand what I'm talking about? When you say Saul winning, don't say I'm busy. I went to play football. I went to visit my grandmother. Your grandmother understands even Jesus is real. Ask her, she will tell you how many Aramaic she has done for the church. Don't be busy. We are saying, go out for something.
Where is daddy, by the way? Have you seen daddy? Me, I'm not going anywhere. If I don't see daddy, I'm not going. It's as if you're serving daddy. It is an instruction you are following. I am doing my part. You see, I am asking, is it true? My work is to inquire from God. Why is this thing not working? Why is this thing working? So, ask your neighbor, will you be the one who caused this ministry? Ask your neighbor, will you be the person who caused this ministry the growth? I know all of you are shocked. It's the truth. Joshua was given victories after victory. But one people chose just to disobey instructions. Time ensured did not give them results. This ministry can grow as fast as it can. God has said this is a time for double the next 8 months. Is it true? If all of us obey, go out, win souls, Facebook, WhatsApp group. I've told you all those things. They're not saying about the easiest way to evangelize where you are. How many things do you have access to? You are living with someone in the same house. You don't even tell them about Christ. You can't live in my compound and stay at home and don't go to church. My wife is the one who chases you. I'm telling you the truth. There is no way, no matter what you are made of. She will tell you, here we people go to church and people go to pray and you go to my church. It's as simple as that. Hallelujah. Now, I don't need to speak on that way there. She will just square out with you. It's a way of life. The growth of our church is based on obedience. I know all of you now are looking like, wow, okay. So you see who does the growth? That's why John chapter 4 says, and the disciples of Jesus were the one who baptized, not the disciples, not Jesus himself. Jesus never baptized anyone. It was his disciples. And they baptized many than the disciples of what? John. Because the children of John were busy looking at what Jesus was doing instead of helping their master who was in prison. It's a good culture because the capacity you have is based on the time you have evolving. The word of God gives you understanding. That's why Philip asked the Ethiopian, do you understand what thou readest? There are some things you cannot understand unless you find it in a book. The word of God, the Bible. I love the only case was telling me this week, he was reading the book of Joshua. You know what about? That's what I'm talking about. Oliver was telling me what he's planning to read in the word of God. That is good. When I hear such things, it means this guy knows whatever they are doing. Because understanding comes from studying the word of God. Which book in the Bible are you reading? Or they are waiting for the one inside and they quote for you. Hey, did you hear that scripture? Oh, it was motto where? Hallelujah. Word comes by meditation. Meditating. Number four, by being planted in the house of the Lord. By being what? Yeah. Psalms chapter 73, verse 17. Are we learning?
Yes.
Are you in Psalms chapter 73? I want us all of us to open this scripture. Psalms chapter 73. I don't refuse watching church from the television. It's a good way. It's a way of evangelizing. Hallelujah. But there's power upon Mount Zion. Hallelujah. There's power upon Mount. Look at this scripture, Psalms chapter 73, verse 17. Are we there, all of us? Say amen if you're there.
Amen.
Can we read together? 1, 2, 3, go. Until I went to the sanctuary of God, then I understood. You understand? There's a way you can, when you come to the sanctuary of God, that's when you will understand the end of a matter. In the television, you don't feel people. You don't see how people share testimonies. When you are here, you see people, hey, you notice. Told has added way to say, oh, man, this is the doing of the Lord. This guy, when I came here, he was 1 terabyte. Now he's 50. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the name of the Lord. You see it, you observe. You say, now I understand that God can really. If, that's what me, I'm believing God for my own. Hallelujah. Am I saying the truth? But from the TV, how will you see? He said, when I came to the sanctuary, that's when I understood their end. When I came, do you understand that? Until, tell your neighbor, until. Until you come to the house of the Lord, understanding will be void. So you must be in church on Sundays. This one, you're telling me that you can't come to church. If anyone tells you church in TV is good, tell them it's okay. But let me show you also a scripture, okay? It is good. But upon Mount Zion, that's why saviors shall come from Zion. Is it true? How will you raise those saviors? Not from the coach. And what is so important is when you can wake up and shower and dress up and go to meet someone, not talking about, you know, God is everywhere, but God has put a particular place for people to be in fellowship. It is good for brethren to dwell together in what? In unity. It's powerful. In your house, how do we know you are chasing us away, that you don't want us to come? Tell your neighbor, be in charge. If you want understanding. Number five, the ministry of the man of God. Daniel chapter 9, verse 2. Daniel 9, 2. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the number of the years, wherefore the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet. It's Jeremiah who wrote it that Daniel found it and understood. Don't neglect the ministry of the man of God, no matter how spiritual you are. No matter how many times you're speaking in tongues, doesn't matter, okay? Did you hear that? Understanding. Understanding. There's what you are praying for that if you had asked, you'll have received the answer instead of praying. That's what I tell you, being Holy Ghost, you understand? Understanding. Don't do things because people do it. There's no one who's standing like Jesus. He was the same yesterday, today, and so he has arrived before you arrived. He's still trending. What are you telling me about that? What is trending? What is trending? What is trending? What are you telling me what is trending? Jesus is trending. Hallelujah. There are some things, the sin loses favor. I'm telling the truth. You watch something and you wonder, what is this happening here? I'm not saying it is wrong to watch it. You watch it because of your own level. But according to my level, there's nothing I find exciting there. There's that time I was at that level, I used to be excited. Hey, I went to Mr. Church. Hey, now, they are doing a good job. Is it true? They are entertaining people. But there's a growth you reach in a life. There's something. I've asked my wife, I've been fortunate following football. I go to YouTube, I check the results. Oh, there's one. Okay, good. We move ahead. I can't sit for 90 minutes watching football. I can't do it. There are days I used to sit. Watch it. You're not talking about, yeah! But nowadays, that time is too precious. I can't sit for 90 minutes watching a ball. Someone chasing a ball, I can do something else. It is growth. Tell your neighbor growth. I tell your neighbor it's understanding. May God lead, take you to that level. All of you shall arrive there, I'll tell you, very soon. All of you shall reach that level. We'll be saying, Daddy, we need another one. I think we need to create football playing in the air. Hallelujah. Because you have grown too much spiritual that some things don't move you. Number three, the word of God. How do you get understanding? By the word of? No matter, I've talked about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will always teach you. There are some things you find yourself, it just gives the taste of sin. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost just is. Do you know sometimes they make some jokes or say some things that it does not respect humanity. You understand what I'm talking about? Does not support the word of God. Because if you are spiritually, there are some things you cannot allow people to say. Who told you marriage does not work? That's against the law of God. Who told you marriage has a problem? That's against the law of God. And marriage is good. Understand? Because it's the author. So you can't make joke on according to the word of God that I believe. I won't see it as a joke. Is it true? But you will laugh if you don't understand the word of God. You will think it's a joke. It's not a joke, my friend. Hallelujah. Number three, the word of God. Joshua 1. This book of the Lord shall not depart of thy, but thou shalt meditate upon it. What? Then it shall do what? Shall give you good success and you shall prosper. Understanding. The word of God is vital. If you check properly this ministry, we struggle. Make sure you read Build on your capacity. You understand what I'm talking about? We always talk about your capacity. Are you building your capacity? Only books for 50 shillings. Ask your neighbor, which book are you reading? Tell me the truth. If you are not buying a book today, I'll take you to the counter, you buy, get a book. Tell your neighbor, and I'll force you to pay. I tell your neighbor. What are you, not at the moment. Not at the moment. Are you suspending your life? Wisdom, we don't die. Get what? Now, after, you see, it's not enough to know the word of God. Quote the word of God. You can quote yourself out. That's the problem. Understand the word of God. Understand who you are in Christ. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. I hope you're learning in the name of Jesus Christ. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the ways of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate what? And he shall be what? Like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and that bringeth forth what? His fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, whatsoever he doeth shall what? Meditation is there to bring under. If you don't meditate on the word of God, if you don't think on these things, there's no way you can ever understand it. These scriptures, you know, when did you get down and just thought about them? Have you meditated based on the principles and the and with the picture of the person of Jesus? Have you meditated based on the principles and with the picture of the person of Jesus? Because the word of God gives you the principle and the person of what? Jesus. On your present state and situation, if Jesus was at your state, what will have you done? You are crying your deliverance. If Jesus was at your position, what will have you done? What principle would Jesus apply? Hallelujah. And what understanding do you have got? So today, go write down all your issues. Pretend you are Jesus. What will Jesus do? Will Jesus call his mother? Mommy, I slept hungry. No, Jesus will call man the call, fish will come with a coin. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, coin come here, I need bread. Hallelujah. Will Jesus be looking for attention? Oh, console me, guys. Jesus will have rebuked the storm. Hallelujah. Understanding. That tree was not planted. That tree was not meditating. That's why it never brought fruit according to season. You understand? It didn't understand. Your fruitfulness is based on if you understand the meditation. Meditation is powerful. Meditation, think on these things. Think. Philippians 4:19, think on these things. Think. Think on these things. Whatever things are good. Whatever things are good to report. Think on. Think. Yeah, just remember just telling you think. When you find yourself in a situation, think. What will be the principle of Jesus in this matter? And what will the person of Jesus do? The principle is the instructions. The person is the acts that Jesus will have done. How do we get understanding as I went up? How do I get understanding? Number one, tell your neighbor salvation. I don't care how many times you've been born again, how long you've been born again, salvation is critical. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 1 verse 3. He says, and he shall be a tree that planted by the rivers of what? Of water, to bring forth seasons. The rivers of water is found in salvation. Hallelujah. Come to me, all of you that thirsty, and you shall thirst no more. Hallelujah. He is the water. Jesus is the bread of life. You thirst because you lack God. Jesus is the only one who can satisfy you. Is that quench? Is the only one who can quench your thirst like no one else. Salvation. You can only get understanding when you are born. Because these things are not revealed to the carnal people, according to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, but to the spiritual. Hallelujah. Until you are spiritual, you can never see some things. You can read the word like a book or like a storybook, but you will never. Number two, the Holy Spirit. The Holy? You must be baptized. You must be filled. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. I showed you that one. It says, and the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. When your Holy Ghost feels, when your friends come and tell you, can I go and drink? You tell them no. The Holy Ghost will give you an answer. How many of your friends even know you are born again? You listen to them with the same music, you dance with them the same song, you discuss with the same people. There's a level you grow with God that even secular things that don't make you fun laugh. And the king saw it on the window. Verse 9, and Abigail called Isaac and said, Behold, of surety she is thy wife. And how sayest thou, she is my sister? And Isaac said unto him, Because I said, lest I die for her. And Abimelech said, What is it that thou hast done unto us? One of the people might lately have lain with thy wife, and thou shouldst have brought guiltiness upon us. Verse 11, and Abimelech charged all his people, saying, He that toucheth this man or his wife shall surely be put what? To them. Then Isaac, are we clear? Sowed in the land and received the same year what? He did not receive 30. He did not receive 60. He received what? And the Lord blessed him. And the man was what?
Great.
And went forward and grew until he became what?
Great.
Hallelujah. Yeah. For he had possessions of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants. And the Philistines knew what? Everything. For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with the what?
Yeah.
And Abimelech said unto Isaac, Go from us, for thou art much mightier than? Isaac was in the same territory with the Philistines. Same, but God got, he got different results. So you can be the same place with someone, but different what? He understood what time my sisters can do. He became very great than his father Abraham. And the king confessed, one man was mightier than a nation. Did you see that statement there? The king said, you are mightier than us. How can a king say one person is stronger than a whole nation? Power of time. Understanding the time. He said, you go away, you are mightier than? You like President Uhuru Kenyatta saying, Henry, you are mightier than us, just get out of here.
Amen.
That's what Isaac said. Isaac understood. He knew when to sow. The Bible says he sowed. He sowed. But it means he understood time. What time he should plant. If you don't know what to do with your time, no matter what prayers you pray, we shall thank God for you. Time. May I become mightier than a nation in the name of Jesus Christ. So what did Isaac know about what time and seasons can do? Number one, Isaac knew time can possess unfruitfulness. Time can possess unfruitfulness. You understand? Unfruitfulness is the opposite of fruitfulness, okay? Time can possess what? Unfruitfulness and what? And the Bible says, and they had dug. The words that his father Abraham had dug, they had filled it with earth. Is it true? But still Isaac dug and still sowed and multiplied. The same time they were frustrating, Isaac realized also I can still plant. So your state or whatever you're going through is not an excuse of your next level. Your next level is based on what you understand what time can do for you. Because you slept angry yesterday doesn't mean tomorrow you can sleep angry. Stop complaining. I don't have the same opportunities. Who told you I have the same opportunities? Everyone is here can tell you how I grew. You can see me like this and say, hey, la, 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 man of God. Man of God. No one gave me coin, huh? I understood time. There's a time to play football and there's a time not to play football, my friend. Okay? There's a time to study and a time not to study. So if you are supposed to be doing something, do it. Time can make you fruitful. Or what? Matthew chapter 21, verse 19, 22. Look at this example. Matthew 21, verse 19 to 22. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, when Jesus saw what? In the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only. And he said to it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? Verse 21. Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, he shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also he shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. It shall be done, and in all things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive it. Why am I using this scripture to show you the tree was not fruitful? The tree lacked the element of the word of God. When God created everything, he called them, let the earth bear. Is it true? Every productivity of a tree is a result of faith. A result of what? That's why Jesus said, this tree did not have faith to grow. That's why I cast it. I'm talking about, but if you have faith, anything you speak to will happen. Means your time can be fruitful based on your faith. When God visits you and finds there's nothing to show in your life, it's because your faith was absent. Your unfruitfulness is the result of absence of faith. If you are fruitful, it's because faith is what? Presence. He said, if you have faith, you shall say to this mountain, be thou moved, it shall move. So if you slept angry, you have faith, tomorrow I will not sleep angry. I'll go out, I'll get a job. You shall get it. If you wake up and say, by the end of this year, I shall be a trillionaire. You shall be. Because by faith, the tree did not follow the element by faith. Because by faith, the earth was created, was founded. By faith, the trees were made. The tree was supposed to operate on the platform of faith to bear fruit. That's why Jesus went to eat expecting food. But the tree did not obey the law of faith. Isaac knew, no matter how many times they dug the well and they close it, the same well I'll dig, by faith I shall receive water. So, and it doesn't matter what your fathers did. You cannot run to the best on the glory of your forefathers. You can create your own glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my father was a watchman. That's why I'm here. That's a lie. You are the one who wants to be a watchman also. Hallelujah. You know, our family people struggle, eh? We struggle until we only ate ugali and chumvi. Only. It's your choice. Why are you eating it? You don't have faith. Do you see that, Papa? What time can do for you? Time can make you unfruitful or fruitful. It's the element of faith. Isaac had faith. Imagine they closed all the well. All. Isaac had an excuse. You know that? Hey, they closed all the well. Or my father said, I have nothing. Listen to me. Your background shall not dictate where you're going. Amen. You are the only one who can dictate where you're going.
Amen.
No matter what you lost, you can start again. It's never too late. That tree was supposed to bear fruit based on the laws of faith. How do the hearts of the air fly? It's the law of faith. Do you know that? It's the law of faith. They just flap and they will start riding. The law of faith. Have you ever seen a bird going down? Whew, fell down. And just eagle. Eagle, why did you fall down? I lost faith. Oh. Tell your neighbor, you're not fruitful. It's your own responsibility. If you're fruitful, it's also your own. And I will not envy you. Stop crying, oh Jesus, rescue me. Number two, time can show results. Isaac understood time can what? Show. It doesn't give, it just shows you results. That's why nowadays you're living in a very digital area where you can check things on YouTube. Time can allow you to say, you see, most of us, we are watching the wrong thing. Watching the wrong thing. You're watching people fighting kickboxing and you don't want to be a kickboxer. What are you doing there? What are you watching then? Watch where you want to go. Tell your neighbor, watch where you want to go. So, by the way, ask yourself, by the way, where do you want to go? What have you been watching then? Does it look like where you want to go? I was showing Oliver what I do with my events. I have an application, I show him. Understand what I'm talking about? I watch where you want to go. I've watched ministries, you're not talking about. I've watched cities, now you're talking about cities, is it true? I am watching how they are building it. Hallelujah! Who told you the cities are in us? If kings said this man is mightier than our nation, my friend, we shall have our own. Hallelujah! Ah, you see, now the question is now, it's not a matter of saying amen. What will we do with that time? What will time show us? When you come here, you see 3,000 people, you see 1,000,000 people, you continue, is it true? Because time is showing you something. Time shows. dimensions. Daniel chapter 9, verse 2 to 4. Daniel chapter 9, verse 2 to 4. Are we there? In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of years wherefore the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he will accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Israel, of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord of my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, to them that keep his word. Daniel understood by books what Jeremiah had seen. It means he saw what Jeremiah saw, that I should be in captivity for only 70. Now, Jesus showed you that whoever the Son sends through his word, free from what? That's the question you should be asking yourself. Free from poverty, free from sickness, free from struggle, free from pain, free from regrets, free from condemnation. Time shows. What has time been showing you? You are being shown, if you follow God, this thing will be transformed. And you're busy there with your toothpick. I know. I understand. Time will also look at you. It will wait until that thing happens. Time shows. I, Daniel, understood. And remember, this God is a covenant God. 70 years, I must be out of this thing. And whoever the Son says through his word. So you should be free from poverty right now. Amen. We should be free from health issues.
Amen.
We should be free from stagnation.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, you should be free.
Should be.
What are you waiting for? Oh, yeah, unless you don't see. Are you seeing? Time shows. This is what time can do to you. Time can show you the number of years you should go through a particular thing. But the one I know, the time that shows me says, faith is now. Now, faith is? Now, my deliverance is what? My breakthrough is when? My change of story is when? That's what faith shows me. Now is the hour. Why do you need to wait till tomorrow? I'll do it tomorrow. That's why I say procrastination is for weak people. I always tell you that. I know I've told you. Why are you saying you do it tomorrow? Are you weak? Do it now. God is a God of now. Time shows. So what have you been using your time to see? Ask your neighbor, what have you been using your time to see? Huh? Some of us are watching Nickelodeon. They're watching SpongeBob. Guess what? I was watching SpongeBob. Then he was under the sea. You want to be SpongeBob? You see why Christians do that? They are busy praying, but they're not using the time element. Hallelujah. Because God is found in time, and God is the one created what? So when you find time, you organize time, God will be found in that time. Number three, time can give results. Can, do you remember I used the word can? It's not a must for everyone to get results. What are you talking about? But it can give you results. Time can do what? Matthew chapter 10, verse 16 to 20. Matthew chapter 10, verse 16 to 20. Matthew chapter 10, verse 16 to 20. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves, but ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Hallelujah. That's our portion in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils. They will scourge you into the synagogues. They will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do you understand? When these things come, you understand? When that confusion comes, but when they deliver you up, take no thought on how or what you shall speak. Hallelujah. For it shall be given unto you the same hour what you shall speak. The same what? The same what? For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in
you.
So when the Spirit of your Father is in you, you know what to do. You will get results immediately. There's an inspiration that is from God that no man can even interpret. When the hand of God wrote in the wall, mene, mene, they were not able to interpret. It's only Daniel did it. There is an inspiration. Tell
time can give results when the Spirit of God is intertwined. That's why being a born again Christian is the most powerful force you can ever have. Luke chapter 7, verse 21. Luke chapter 7, verse 21. Are we there? And in the same hour, he cured. And in the same what? In the same what? So if you wait for things for weeks, it is your choice. Why should you wait for your blessing for 2 years? I'm believing God in the next 2 years, I'll be a millionaire. Continue believing God. Be a believing God, I'm a millionaire now. Hallelujah. I shall not lack. I shall not be poor. You understand what I'm talking about? I shall not suffer. I shall never have a set down. I shall not have a casting down. Luke chapter 7, verse 21. And in that same hour, he cured many of their what? And plagues, and of the evil spirits, and unto the many that were blind, he gave what? So God is a God of time. God can answer you this same hour. It doesn't take time. Is what you need to know what kind of time can do for you. Because everyone has their appointed time. Luke 12:12. For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour. The Holy Ghost shall teach. Luke 12:12. And the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same
hour.
When you lack answers, because you don't value time. God is in time, and time is in God. If you get God, time is secured in your life. The problem your time is struggling is because God is not there. That's why we pray in the Spirit. That He may teach us, He may guide us and show us. Hallelujah. Building ourselves, building our most holy faith. By praying. Number one, I said time can do what? Number two, time can do what? Number three? Now, the question is, if you know what time has, what brings the distinction between a Christian and another Christian? Is it true? Because all of us, we need to understand that. Tell your neighbor understanding. Ask your neighbor, do you understand why you are a Christian? Understanding is the ability to have knowledge. Understanding is the ability to have knowledge on how to judge a situation. Understanding is the ability to what? To have knowledge on how to judge what? A situation or a particular subject. Hallelujah. Understanding is the ability to what? On how to judge a situation or a particular what? Subject. God is the same God of the Greek or the Jew. He's the God to all of them. But how comes others are getting better results than the others? The answer is more simple. Understanding. That's what it talks about, the spirit of understanding. When we fail to have understanding, we give ourselves each other distance. The day you have deep understanding, you will overtake many Christians. That's why it doesn't matter how long you have been born again, it is how well. Hallelujah. So if you are born again in the 19 independence and you have nothing to show, then there's nothing, you're born again. Understanding. Do you understand why you need to come to the house of God? Do you understand why you are a Christian? Do you understand why you should be dedicated to God? Because if you understand, time will work for you. God will answer you within your time. Oliver was sharing a testimony. She was praying for her nephew, a niece. Is it her niece or her cousin? Cousin. She said, I had a headache. And she told her, let us pray. Hallelujah. She prayed for her. And the girl was healed. Hallelujah. Now, what made her do that? Made him do that. Before he had said something else, he apologized. He understood that I have power in me as a Christian. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And he has given me anointing. Hallelujah. He said, call you the elders of the church, all of you that are sick, and let them anoint you with oil, and you shall be healed. Now he took his responsibility as a son of God. Hallelujah. And declared help.
Amen.
And he said, the lady was saying, amen. 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 And she was healed.
Amen.
Oliver became a pastor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Man of God, God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. He was amazed. It is understanding. But before he told him, do you know I as a chemist? Or you can take a Panadol? You know something about. But he realized I'm saying the wrong thing. This is not understanding. Understanding is saying what God says.
Mark had understanding. Jesus had understanding. Daniel had understanding. But the tree, they did not have understanding. The tree did not understand it's supposed to bear fruit. Some of you don't understand that you need to change position. That's the problem. I said, neighbor, do you understand? So if you understand, where are you supposed to be right now? I said, neighbor, give me an answer. Give me an answer. This one that you're smiling with me, I don't want an answer. There's nothing in church called prayer project. Hallelujah. All of us were delivered and set free. Is it true? Which prayer project are you coming to for us here? All of us who are pursuing Christ. Is it true? Uh-huh. So if you come and you make yourself a prayer project, my friend, you just God, man. There's nothing like prayer project. If you understand that you are redeemed, you are set free from the curse of the law. If you understand you are the head and not the tail. If you understand you are the light of the world. If you understand you are the salt of the world. If you understand you have dominion. If you understand you can subdue territories. If you understand, if. That's what we bring a distinction between you and a Christian with another Christian. The problem you don't understand. When you're trying to fast, God, again fasting. You don't understand, that's the problem. Come for prayer. Come for that, our church is so far. Today I wanted to wash my clothes. You don't understand, that's the problem. How does clothes with your destiny has a relationship? Why don't you pursue your destiny that you'll be changing clothes every time? It's possible. You can be planted in the house of God, full of knowledge, but you don't have understanding. Most Christians have knowledge, you know that? Talk to any Christian. Even Ethans have knowledge about the word of God, do you know that? Hey, they can quote for you scripture till you wonder, is scripture inakwanga wapi? Say, man, my friend, I think I'm talking to someone else here. Those were Pharisees. Pharisees knew the word of God. You know that? They knew it inside out. They could tell Jesus about the Mosaic law. Hallelujah. Jesus would look at them and say, these ones. It's not knowledge. If it's knowledge, why do we have poor professors? Tell me, if it is knowledge, why is there not the richest person in the world? Our professor. Somebody show me the richest person in this country who is a professor. Do you know any professor who is the richest man in this country? Let us not go even far. You don't know any. Is it true? All these other ones you know, none of them are in the class of school of law. It's not knowledge that distinguishes you. Knowledge is vital. But the application of knowledge is very vital. Because it's what leads to understanding. That's why my son get that wisdom. Without that word, get what? Now, what is wisdom? Wisdom is the right application of what? Knowledge. They say, with all thy gettings, get what? He says, get wisdom. After getting wisdom, with all thy gettings, with all you have, really with all everything you have, make sure you get understanding. If you don't get understanding, even if you have wisdom and knowledge, we don't care. The Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, there was a poor man who was wise, but people forgot him. The man had wisdom, but didn't have understanding that his class of wisdom can only be operated in a particular level. He saved the whole city, but people forgot him. Poor and wise. Oh, God have mercy. How many Christians are there can deliver people, cast out demons, and the demons have kept them poor? What do you have to show for your Christianity? That's why they don't respect you. A little of exercise is a time factor. Time. Financial breakthrough. How do you use your money? If you see your money in your hands, do you see chicken only? Or do you see investment? Some of us will receive money, the first thing we think is food. I have been missing this type of food. Today, supermarket will know me. Hallelujah. Supermarket! With your trolley. You go to the counter, say, counter, what is it? Do you have M-Pesa pay bill? Do you have a card? I'll pay three from. I'll pay cash, M-Pesa, and card. Hallelujah. You are blessed. Now, if you do that. Are you getting what I'm saying? Time is a witness. Money doesn't come to people who waste it. Money respects itself. Do you know that? Ask me, I'll tell you. If you don't respect money, money will not come back to you. Because money is an element of time. Time can bring us tears or laughter. Hallelujah. Time can bring us death or life. Time can bring us presence or absence. Time can bring us things and people. Hallelujah. The question is, how do you use your time? Ask a neighbor, how do you use your time? Genesis 8:22 says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall no more. Now look at this. The Bible distinguishes seed time and harvest. There's nothing called harvest time. There's nothing like harvest time. If it is harvest time, if you plant a seed now, everyone will receive it the same moment. It's how you sow the seed time that determines the harvest and the when the harvest and why the harvest. I'll show you from scriptures. Harvest has no time. You can plant today, receive it now. But someone else can plant today, receive it after 10 years. The question is, how did you sow your time? Did you sow it with gratefulness, with diligence, or with laziness? Some people sow time with laziness. That's a problem. With laziness, I don't care. Have you ever heard people say, I don't care? Let it happen, let it happen. What do you mean, let it happen? Nothing works until you work it. Even mathematics, there's a workout formula. Is it true? Before you learn how to count 1, 2, you are shown sticks. Is it true? Or you are shown bones. Is it true? There's nothing harvest time. My harvest time will come. Nothing like that. It's your seed time is what will come. And your seed time will determine when you shall receive your harvest. So you can receive your harvest tomorrow, or 2 weeks after now, or 1 year after now. It is based on your seed time. That time God gave you to sow the seed of time. What did you do with it? The Bible said this is a seed time and harvest time. No. Because harvest has no time or specific quantity for everyone, because everyone sows their seed time what? Differently. You can be in the same class of faith, but have different results. The same class of what? Now, the same class of faith is the same time. Like all of us now are hearing the word. All of us are doing seed time. But now the outcome, the results is the harvest. What you will do with the word, how you run with the word will determine what you receive. Hallelujah. Some people get excited. Excitement does not take you anywhere. Tell your neighbor, excitement does not take you anywhere. Ask fans for Manchester. Hallelujah. They get excited. Go! They get home and say, excitement does not take you anywhere. But the scorer who scored the goal, that is the seed time, he will take him somewhere. Most people just want to be excited. I heard the word of God, which was powerful, it was transformative. What did you do with the word? Jesus understood it and explained it to us. Matthew chapter 13, verse 23. Matthew chapter 13, verse 23. The same class of faith, but different results. The same seed time, but different harvest. So you determine when your harvest comes. You determine. Tell your neighbor you are responsible.
You are responsible.
Are you using your time?
Are you
chewing chewing gum? The time to fast. That's the time they find you with the big ugali. Lord, help me, which side should I start with? I was telling my boys, what defines a man is work. If you can't work, there's no man who do you. What is your work? The work defines, you can't be idle as a man, you're just having nothing to do. You're not thinking about anything. Just say, believe in God. You know, I'm from prayer room. I came out like a lion. Even lions do hunger. That's what the Bible say. And lack. That's what the same Bible says. I'm not lying. The same Bible says so. Do young lions do hunger and what? You are saying, I'm coming from the prayer war room. Prayer warrior. Roar like a lion. You will sleep angry, my friend, with your prayer warrior. You know what I'm talking about? It's what you are doing with that time. Prayer is good. It should not be substituted. Luke chapter 12. The Bible says, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Is it true? Now, after prayer, there's what to do. There's what? Are you in Matthew chapter 13, verse 23? Say, but he that receiveth seed into the good ground, he that heareth what? And under what? Which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth. Some what?
Some.
He's showing you the same time of receiving the word, but different harvest. So your that involved has nothing to do with Jesus. It has to do with your seed time. Tell your neighbor, you're 30-fold. You're 60-fold. You're 100-fold. Has nothing to do with Jesus. Has to you are sit tight. That's the same one. They said the same one fell on a good ground. You can be born again, Holy Ghost baptized, speaking in tongues, seeing revelations and visions. But how you saw that word will determine what you receive. The different classes of Christianity is not based on the articulation of the word of God. It does with all your seed time. What are you doing with your seed time? What are you doing with your seed time? The class was the same. Same ground, same teacher, but different results of harvest. Did you see that? So don't start complaining, oh, how comes he's the only one who shares testimony? Ask yourself, why are you not sharing your own testimony? You're in the same class with him. Hey, how comes? Jamako na kimbelembele. So kimbelembele, you are jealous. You think about that guy is seeing God doing something in his life. Let me show you a powerful example here. Genesis chapter 26, verse 8 to 16. Genesis 26, 8 to 16. I want you to listen to this story carefully. Hallelujah. So you see the power of understanding what time can do for you. Genesis 26, verse 8 to 16. Are we there? Father, say amen.
Amen.
And it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out a window and saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah. He is? This is good marriage. Hallelujah. Sporting. Hallelujah.